Well, immigration legislation has also been a sore point for Labor this week after the federal opposition decided to not support new laws, imposing tougher restrictions on some people released from immigration detention. More than 140 people have now been released after the High Court ruled earlier this month that indefinite detention is unlawful. Shadow Home Affairs Minister James Paterson argued the changes don't go far enough and shouldn't be rushed through until the High Court released its reasoning for the ruling.
Since yesterday, we knew that the High Court was about to hand down its reasons, and the government themselves has said we will need to reevaluate all of the legislation in light of the High Court's reasons. So there is no reason for it to be rushed through the Parliament.
Well, this afternoon, the High Court has finally released its reasoning. And if you haven't had the chance to read through 35 pages of High Court deliberation, Kim Rubenstein has done it for you. She's a professor in the Faculty of Business, Government and Law at the University of Canberra and an author of Australian Citizenship Law. So all seven justices, Professor, of the High Court were of the same opinion, we've learned this afternoon in this ruling. How significant is that fact alone?
Look, I think it is a really significant judgment for multiple reasons. And as you've just identified, the fact that it's a unanimous or a single decision signed on by all of the court is important. It's a real statement of a uniform approach to this question on this particularly important constitutional matter about the liberty of the individual.
What did the reason say about punishment? Can immigration law be used as a form of punishment?
So it's actually more about the capacity of the executive to detain individuals, Andy. So we have a system of the rule of law in which detention and taking away someone's liberty is so extreme that it can only be in narrow circumstances for the government of the day to detain someone. Our criminal code and the system of punishment is left to the judicial branch. So it's only the judicial branch that can determine someone's continuing detention. And what this judgment makes clear is that it is possible for the executive or for the government of the day to detain a non-citizen under the Migration Act for two purposes only, to determine whether they have a right of entry or if they haven't got a right of entry or if they've overstayed that particular right, they can be detained for the purposes of their removal. And this was what was the central issue. What if someone cannot be removed? And earlier in the Al-Khateb decision, there had been a pronouncement, as long as the purpose of the law was detention for the purpose of removal, that would be sufficient. But the High Court said, no, you actually have to look to see whether it is possible to remove that individual. And as soon as you determine that it is not reasonably possible to actually remove that person from detention, then it's no longer constitutionally possible. So it is really going to be a case-by-case scenario. It's not that detaining people for the purposes of removal in and of itself is unconstitutional. It's just when the facts provide a scenario in which that is no longer possible. And at that point, you cannot continue to detain them as an administrative detention.
So am I right in thinking that this reasoning
yes.
from the justices leave the door open for the federal court to re-detain some of these people? I mean, it's just a matter of creating new legislation, not relying on the old legislation.
Well, yes, it's not that it is possible for an individual to be placed in administrative detention if the government can show that there is a reasonable prospect of that person then being removed either to their country of origin or to another country. So it really becomes factual as to whether that is a possibility. And so if circumstances arise for the government to be able to prove that that person can be removed, they can then be placed in detention for that purpose.
If you've just joined me on RN Drive, it's 21 minutes past five. Kim Rubenstein is a professor in the Faculty of Business, Government and Law at the University of Canberra and an author of Australian Citizenship Law. We're talking about the High Court today releasing its published reasons for ruling that indefinite immigration detention for people with no prospect of deportation is unlawful. It is an ongoing headache for the government, a headache that the opposition is very much sensing and sort of twisting the knife, if you like. Just a moment ago, the Home Affairs Minister responded to the High Court's reasons. Just take a listen.
Speaker, today our government received reasons from the High Court We are moving quickly to finalise a tough preventative detention regime before Parliament rises. The safety of Australian citizens is our utmost priority. Yesterday, the opposition voted against measures that would have criminalised sex offenders going near schools and childcare centres. Speaker, we urge the Parliament to support the government in protecting the Australian community.
So with what we know now, after reading the reasoning today, are these measures High Court proof, so to speak?
Well, the High Court said that it would be possible for a law to provide for preventative detention, for instance, of a child sex offender who presents an unacceptable risk of reoffending if released from custody. And so the court is really reaffirming what is really a very important distinction between the capacity in our criminal law system to provide for preventative detention if the criminal law framework would otherwise provide for that. So it, again, is going to be a case-by-case scenario for a court, not for the government, but for a court to determine whether it is an unacceptable risk for the community for someone to be released from custody. And this then takes us into the traditional, Western liberal principle that you are entitled to your liberty unless a court can determine in a proper criminal framework that there is too great a danger to the community. And there is a lot in the criminology sort of scholarship about the ways courts approach that decision. So that is a framework within which the government can now think through whether that may be a means of dealing with certain individuals in these circumstances.
In fact, I'm told that human rights lawyers have already this afternoon filed a constitutional challenge in the High Court over the government's new laws. Is this something the government can really legislate its way out of, particularly in the final joint sitting days of the year?
Well, I don't know if the terminology of, and it's fair of you to say it, but to legislate your way out of, it's really a matter of legislating in a way that protects fundamental principles that we should all be wanting to be protected, of not being put into detention in an administrative sense, but only within a criminal framework. So all of us are protected by this. It's, you know, the sort of notion of the fear of the community, I think, needs to be, we need to stand back a bit and say that this is within a context of a society in which we're forever balancing the rights of, individuals, both in terms of their freedom of movement and also protection from criminal harm. And so this is a normal process in a way. It's obviously in a political context being amplified, but I think the community should be assured about the fact that the government is responding properly to a High Court decision which says that there are appropriate ways for doing it, not through executive detention, which is what had been happening before, but actually through the proper criminal process. And so the government is now responding within a criminal context, and that is open now for discussion as to whether this is too heavy-handed from a criminal law perspective or whether, in fact, this is appropriate from a criminal law perspective.
Professor Rubenstein, always appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Andy.